time. A quiz.
Well.
What?
You seem a little too excited. You know what I mean?
Well, because I'm excited because who doesn't want to see a nail biter?
Well, this one could just be a fall on your face, or we haven't had that yet.
Which is shocking.
Yeah, it is shocking. Everybody's shocked.
Shocking. Get away from your fucking camera. Get away from your camera.
Are you ready for quiz time?
Oh, God. It's horrible.
It's sexy.
On a scale, Gareth, on a scale of 1 to 10, your sex. Go.
My sex?
Yeah.
Half male.
What just happened? Okay. All right. I'm ready. I'm warm. I'm hot.
Can I show you something?
No.
No, you'll like it.
Oh, man. Things are that bad for you?
They didn't take it off.
So you walked through the store security with it, and did it go off?
Yeah, it didn't go off.
Hmm. Super weird, man.
So I'm now wearing what? It. It's like a, well, I'm wearing it. It's like a...
I'm
a badass, right?
Yeah, badass. Super cool. I went to Walgreens once and bought a cooler, and the woman didn't take the thing off. And I spent probably 2 months at different times trying to get it off.
You can't get it off. You got, why don't you just go back and have it taken off?
Let's start. Okay.
Criminals and con artists.
Okay.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What?
Slam. Fucking slammed you. Con man Victor Lustig designed a Romanian money box, which allegedly used a chemical method to duplicate currency. What was the catch that allowed Lustig to get away, to make a getaway? A, you had to do it in darkness because, like developing a photo, light would ruin the currency.
That's very strong feelings for that one.
A, you had to wait until the next day when Victor would return with a special paper. C, you had to leave the bill in the machine for at least 18 hours before turning the crank again. D, the invisible ink had to develop over the course of 24 hours.
Oh, man, they're so good. It's either A or D for me.
Mm.
Darkness feels right, but I just...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I just feel like it... I'm going to have to go with D.
You are wrong.
Is it A?
Nope.
Oh, nice.
It's C. You had to leave the bill in the machine for at least 18 hours before turning the crank again.
Okay, there you go.
You know all about turning the crank.
You know, you've been very sassy so far on this one. For some genius, okay, you read the same quiz twice, and I've just let you get off.
0-1. 2. Victor Lustig sold the Eiffel Tower to a scrap metal dealer and got a bribe from the guy to boot. After the sale, Victor left town and waited for the incident to hit the news. When no news appeared, Victor realized he'd gotten away with it because the buyer was too ashamed to report him. What did Victor do next? A. Return to Paris to sell the Eiffel Tower a second time. B, married his girlfriend, although he was still legally married to his first wife. C, tried to sell the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Or
yeah,
D, headed...
this thing, it's a little leany, but it can be yours. Two easy payments.
D, headed back to America to see his daughter.
First of all, I must have just had a lot of fun with this premise when we did the episode. I can only imagine like some guy being like, so it's mine. I'm going to say he sold the Eiffel Tower again.
You are correct.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, once you stumble on some great shit like that.
Yeah, you do it again.
Yeah.
Lord Gordon Gordon, who claimed to be a wealthy Scottish landowner, said he was interested in buying 500,000 acres of land. The land commissioner of the North Pacific Railroad took him on a decadent, all-expense-paid trip through Minnesota and the Dakotas by wagon train to pick out land. Lord Gordon Gordon asked that all of the staff simply refer to him as A, Gordon, B, my lord, C, your honor, D, Esquire.
That's a tough one.
Yes, it is.
Gordon, yes, it is. My lord, Esquire. What's the other one?
Your honor.
Your honor. My lord.
You're correct.
Okay, yeah, great.
Oh, wait.
I was going to say or Esquire, but I was going to go with my lord. Okay, great. You should have gone with my lorden.
My what?
My lorden. Gordon, lorden. Come on, baby. Keep up. Beep, 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 doo, 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 da, ba, da, 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 ba, da, ba, dee, ba, doo, ba, da, da, dee, da, doo, ba, da, ba, da, da, ba, da, da. 2 for 1, 2 for 1, 2 is better than 1. All right.
The Fox sisters communicated with spirits.
Sure, they did.
Would rap a certain number of times to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo, it's me. I heard you rap. I'm just letting you know I napped.
How did the sisters actually make the rapping noise? A, cracking their knuckles. B, grinding their teeth. C, clicking their tongues. D, throwing their voice.
Ooh. It's tough. I think it is. What was the third one?
Throwing their voice.
What was the fourth one?
Clicking their tongues.
Clicking their tongues. I think it was clicking their tongues, and I love the new you.
We just covered this recently in a podcast in Boston.
Houdini.
Which you talked about Houdini, and you are wrong. It is cracking their knuckles.
Damn it.
God
How
damn it.
How is that so effective? Sorry.
What, cracking the knuckles?
Yeah. I mean, these are some serious cracks.
Yeah, I'm sure it was gnarly. Like, they probably worked on their dirty little knuckles for a long time to get them to crack loud.
Yeah. 2-2. Well,
you are 2-2. Just the edge of failure. That's what we should call these quizzes, the edge of failure.
The line of success.
Eugene Anderson tried to sell the Pentagon his chemical reactor block, but they weren't interested. However, they did give him a top secret contract for a compound he used when making CRB because he told them it could A, weaken metal without leaving any trace, B, cause spontaneous combustion, C, strengthen metal up to 15 times, D, repair bullet holes instantaneously.
Oh, man. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Oh, you want to just chalk this one up to a loss?
I'm going to say repair bullet holes instantaneously.
Well, you're incorrect.
Damn it.
A, weaken metal without leaving any trace.
It's a good one. It's a good one. And then he sold them the Eiffel Tower.
That's correct. Eugene decided that he had made a bad deal with the Pentagon. What did he do about it? A, went to the media and revealed the formula for the compound. B, camped outside the building in D.C. with picket signs.
How do I not remember any of this?
C, called them up and said that he gave them the wrong formula so they couldn't use it. D, sent them a check to pay them back and get out of the contract, and it bounced.
There's a lot of plausibility in there.
There's a lot.
I mean, it's insane. So you're like, what would the
I mean, yeah,
be?
The whole story is crazy. So my
gut is to say that he camped out or he bounced a check. I feel like calling and saying the compound doesn't work is not going to be enough. So I'll say that he sent the money back, but it bounced.
That's correct.
Three and three. So I should start smoking. Incredible. I should be able smoke during these.
For someone who does have any fucking idea what's going on, you are 3-3.
That's why I'm the king, baby. Start to call me my lord, motherfucker.
Chris Boyce got a job decrypting information from spy satellites for the CIA. He began giving information to his buddy Dalton, who A, turned snitch and wore a wire to trap him, B, sold it to the Soviets, C, traded it for heroin, D, used it to write a series of award-winning articles in the New York Times.
My gut is A. I feel like it's A. That jumped out at me right away.
A. No, you're incorrect. It sold it to the Soviets.
You prick. You made me think I got it.
Falcon and the Snowman.
I know. That's what I thought it was. Because we, yes, that's what I thought. But I thought he wore a wire. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me.
I'm just very disappointed.
It's tough. What is that? 4-3?
3-4.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
It might be 4-3.
No, it's 3-4. Yeah, I've gotten three right. I want
to
be honest.
When Chris Boyce wanted to get out of the business of selling secrets to the Soviets, he and Dalton met with them and they came up with a plan. Dalton would make one final delivery and the Soviets would A, pay for Chris to get a college degree, B, move Chris to Moscow, C, cut off two of Chris's fingers, D, teach Chris to speak Russian.
I feel like it's A. I think they kind of like he becomes like a, yeah, like a college. Yeah, the plan is for him to be a college-ish spy. So I'll say A.
You are correct. 4-4.
It's just nuts.
How do you do it every fucking time?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know.
You've never just all out won. You've never all out lost.
No, I've never gone on a roll. I've just bounced around 50% the whole thing, and then it's nail biter.
The craziest shit.
It's fucking nuts.
Jack Parsons, his wife Betty, and L. Ron Hubbard formed a company called Allied Enterprises. Hubbard put in $1,000. Parsons put up $20,000. What was this company going to do? A, deliver meat. B, rent out goats to people as an alternative to moving. Buy boats on the East Coast, sail them to California for resale. D, market hangover cures.
Man.
Now, I will give you this. That podcast was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it was. I know it's nuts. It's one of those ones, too, where people have been like, when that happened? And I'm like, I don't remember that. I mean, it has to be nuts. It's either goats or boats.
Goats or boats.
And I'm going to just go with the craziest one. I don't even understand how it would play in, but I'm going to say goats so they didn't have to move.
It's boats.
Damn it. 4-5.
You're 4-5. After losing his security clearance, Jack Parsons went to work for Hughes Aircraft Company on chemical plant design and construction. This calmed his interest in black magic. And next, he began to A, study ancient languages, including Sanskrit and Aramaic. Aramaic. Hand over reports from the company to Israel power brokers interested in arming the fledgling state of Israel. Practicing Buddhism or turn in suspected communists? You're fucked.
Here, this is not good.
One more time, the options. I'm gonna say, what was B?
Handover reports from the company to Israeli power brokers interested in arming the fledgling state of Israel.
I'll say B, that one.
You are correct.
Who's fucked now, baby?
I don't even know what's happening.
5 and 5 is what's happening.
But total guesses.
You don't know that. These are educated guesses.
They're not. I'm watching your eyes.
I am digging. There is a, like, sometimes you know the fact, and sometimes you just need to gut to the fact. And I'm
it's
gutting
like
to
watching,
the fact.
It's like watching a bewildered squirrel.
It is
that.
Like watching a calculated squirrel come to realizations based on intuition.
There are literally no calculated squirrels.
Yeah, yeah, that's why they put nuts all over the fucking place. And every time a squirrel dies, it leaves like 75 nuts all over. Because they're not calculated. Come on.
What the fuck just happened?
5 and 5. How many are there?
Fred, we're on 11. There's 15.
Okay, fucking A.
So now you're, nightmare. Now this is just best of 5.
Yeah, now, yep. Yep. If I was a coach, that's what I'd tell myself.
Mm-hmm. Fred DeMara, who would go on to adopt numerous identities, didn't like life in the army and went AWOL and adopted a new name. What did he do next? A, toured the U.S. in an RV for 8 months. B, campaigned for Harry Truman. C, directed and starred in a low-budget movie. D, joined the Navy.
Boy, there is not a lot of facts in that question. So for me, it's either RV or Navy. I feel like Navy is so crazy to be like, I can't handle this. Go to the Navy.
Then do the same thing, but on a boat.
Yeah. And then go. What were B and C?
Campaign for Harry Truman, directed and starred in a low budget movie.
That one's crazy too. There's not enough facts, so I'm gonna say Navy.
Okay, it's Navy. 6 and 5.
Oh baby.
Charles Morse, the guy who tried to create monopolies on ice and on shipping, was sent to Atlanta Federal Prison for violating banking laws. There he met an influenced fellow prisoner, A, Eugene Debs, B, Al Capone, C, J.P. Morgan, D, Charles Ponzi.
Oh, man. I feel like it's C or D. I think it's D.
Yep. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
You're up by 2 now.
Guessing down the street. One more and I'm in the fucking winner's circle.
William Walker earned both a medical degree and a law degree by age 25, but he ended up becoming a filibusterer instead. The kind that tries to assume control of foreign land without the consent of the U.S. government. Walker's first success was capturing La Paz, the capital of Baja California, which he then declared the capital of the new Republic of Lower California and placed under the laws of the state of Louisiana. Why Louisiana? A, that's where he was born. B, he liked the sound of the name. C, he was a big fan of King Louis the 14th, who Louisiana was named for. C, slavery was legal there.
D, say. I'm going to say for some reason I feel like it's Louis, but I also feel like it's going to just be slavery. I'll say slavery. When in doubt,
of course, Across the Slavery. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Across the Slavery, because it's always slavery. I mean,
and anytime that's an option, it's America. It's fair to say that's the motivating factor.
You totally pick slavery every time.
Okay. Well, there we go. 13 and 10.
Yeah.
Or sorry. Whatever it is.
These did get easier in the end. I'm going to come out and say that.
Stop. Don't try to like.
And took her
foam the runway.
Australian bus ranger Frank Gardner stole a horse, bridle, and saddle from an anti-Chinese riot leader, James Torpy, without ever touching them. He then said he'd sell them back to Torpy for £5. Torpy raised the money, but Gardner didn't return the horse. Why? A, slavery was legal. A, Gardner decided to give the horse to his partner. B, Torpy tried to kick Gardner by B, Torpy tried to trick Gardner by handing him the money, then snatching it back. C, Gardner had already left the station with the horse. D, the price had gone up to £10.
Man, I got no fucking clue. Can I hear the whole thing again? I'm sorry.
Australian bush ranger Frank Gardner stole a horse, bridle, and saddle from anti-Chinese riot leader James Torpy without ever touching them. He then said he'd sell them back to Torpy for £5. Torpy raised the money, but Gardner didn't return their horse. Why? Decided to give the horse to his partner. Torpy tried to trick Gardner by handing him the money, then snatching it back. Gardner had already left the station with the horse. The price had gone up to £10.
I'll say C.
It is £10. It's D. Mm.
It's a shame I'm already won. I got my 50%. Right. I could do better, but with the baby.
This could be the time where you fucking blow it open a little bit.
What about this says I want to blow it open?
Who made that sign of your
mummy?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mummy's made that for me when I was a little boy.
Stop talking.
Mummy made this. Mummy says I'm very good at guessing. Mummy. One more.
Wow, we might not do one more.
We don't even need to. Winners win.
Sterling Davis Sr., former professional wrestler, started a business where he charged people $3,000 for a complete starter package, including two portable swimming pools and a piece of vibrating sheet metal so they could go into business doing what? A, running a jacuzzi franchise. B, bulldog farming. C, supplying goldfish to carnivals. D, swimming teaching lessons to toddlers.
Wait, what's B? Bullfrog?
Bullfrog farming.
Okay.
C, supplying goldfish to carnivals.
B.
D, yeah, it's B.
I thought you said bulldog, and I was like, bulldogs?
I could have said bulldog. I'd like to throw you off.
Well, there you go.
Well, you won by two.
Any thoughts? I mean, you were really negative
throughout
this whole
thing. Honestly, when we got to 11 and you hit 12 and all of a sudden you were just fucking rocking at 13 and then it just kind of came apart. Wheels off a little bit.
I answered one wrong out of the last five and that to you is wheels off.
Well, I thought would have been better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then it must be really hard to be your son and your dad must have really hurt you.
He did. But then you killed him for me.
I did not kill your dad for the 100th time.
Technically, it was murder.
It is not murder. Well, that would be killing him. I did not do that to your father. I never met your father.
Sure. Sure you did.
And the day he passed away, I said I was so sorry. And you said, I think something to the effect of, it's fine. I don't care.
You were clearly taunting me after what you had done. And it was weird.
This is the weird part. I had a victory. I was enjoying it. And you've done this. So
you've seen Throw Mama from the Train, right?
We're going to stop recording right now.